Hi, friend. I'm Ron, announcing the imminent arrival of Eternal Originator's Empire. I will read Supreme's inspired writings translated into American English at my site, waldoreedy.com, and comment. My email address is waldoreedy@gmail.com. Originator Liberator's timetable is critical for us now through 2028. These are horrible times, the worst times ever in human history. The end of this society is dead ahead of us. The coming wonderful future world is at hand. Today is July 18th. 2026. That is AB 4:57:87. Now we are continuing in Habakkuk chapter 3 and verse 1. Oh. Did I do that right? I'm not sure. Let me double check here. Are we ready for 2? Are we ready for 3? Yeah, we're clearly ready for 3. Somehow I got a little mixed up here. Did not leave it at the right position on my writings here, so I need to turn this dial to chapter 3 and verse 1. And this is the concluding chapter for Habakkuk. Contact for presenter embrace. That's what Habakkuk's name meant, embrace. A loving embrace is always so pleasing. I know a friend of mine has given me a hug the last 2 times that I've seen her, and it's been so encouraging, so gracious. So that's what this is talking about. Contact for presenter embrace. About aberrations. That's the terrible evils in this society right now. Verse 2. Eternal Originator. That's Yahweh. I hear your report. Eternal Originator, I revere your work. We certainly should revere his work. Do not think of the work of any man or group of men and women, his work. You will make it live in years. You will make it known in the years with excitement. He's talking about this future 1,000-year rule that will actually never end. You remember to love deeply. That's a very much lost virtue among most of us. Love deeply. Verse 3. Most powerful will come from south. Distinguished one will come from its elliptical here, from glorious mountain. Consider, his majesty covers infinity. His praise will fill the planet. So he will soon be here to straighten everything out and to solve all of our problems. Verse 4, brightness is like the lightning. Very bright, yeah. Rays are from his hand for him. So rays come out of his hand. He is a brilliant being. We need to understand that. His strength, concealment is there. Now we continue on. in verse 5. Disease went before his faces. That's what's going on right now. That's what he's going to solve. He'll solve all disease. I know we think pills will solve it. No, pills will never solve disease. But he will solve all of our health issues. Disease went before his eyes. Fever went out at his feet. He stood, I remember that one time he was with Simeon's wife's mother who had a fever and he healed her instantly. Verse 6, he stood and measured the earth. He saw and freed ethnic groups. That's his name. Freer, liberator. They scattered, ancient mountains were shattered. Doesn't mean anything to a supreme. Long lasting hills were prostrated. Goings for him are lasting. Verse 7, I saw blackness, homes under trouble. Strife's lands, curtains shook. Verse 8, was eternal originators zealous or hot with the streams? Is your nose with the streams? This is talking about the result of evil stirring up supreme. Is your outpouring with the sea you rode on your horses, your vehicles of deliverance? Not going to do us much good because military force is not as great as he is. Your bow has been laid bare. States guarantees stated. Consider your streams break land. Verse 10, see mountains writhing. We cannot imagine such a terrifying thing. A storm of waters pass. Deep gave its sound. Its hands are lifted high. Verse 11, sun, moon stood still for the light of your arrows that went for brightness of your spears fishing. Verse 12, you ran over land in displeasure. You trampled ethnic groups with nose. That shows his disgust and disapproval. Verse 13, you went out for your people's deliverance, for deliverance with your assigned ruler. You strike a head from the criminal's house, laying top. That'd be a foundation to bottom, neck bare is the word bottom. Consider. Verse 14, you will pierce his villagers' hand with shafts. They storm to shatter me. I'm not sure what he's referring to there, but that was a very personal thing there. Exaltation will be devouring afflicted in the hiding place. You lead your horses in the sea of many foaming waters. I heard, my belly quivered, my lip tingled to the sound. Decay entered my bones. This was terrifying for Habakkuk to envision. I trembled, I will settle down for that day of trouble. Going up to the people invading. So Supreme will turn the tables on evil. Verse 17, a fig tree will not bud. No produce is on the vines. Olive trees achievement is disease. In other words, no olives, no figs. A field produces no food. A flock is cut off from the fold. No herd is in the stables. Verse 18, I triumph with eternal originator. I rejoice with most powerful of my victory. He knew that victor is one of the names of most powerful. Verse 19, eternal originator, my controller. That's Adonai, my controller, is my strength. He makes my feet like the deer. He causes me to tread the high places. For the one who is preeminent with music. So not only is Supreme preeminent, but he is a source of melody that is the greatest ever. That concludes with that person. We'll get into another one next time. And I'll just close with the usual comments that I like to make here, saying that we must flee idolatry. We must flee immorality. We must flee coveting. We must flee dishonoring our parents. We must flee stealing. We must flee murdering. We must be being renovated now, or we will die. Friends, I hope you choose to be renovated. That is choosing life.